Wrangell's Assembly unanimously voted to speak out against a lawsuit targeting Southeast Alaska's king salmon troll fishery at a special meeting on February 17th. During an initial discussion on Valentine's Day, Assemblymember Ryan Howe said he finds the suit baffling.
Because I listen to this, I got a finger on the pulse of like, what is a healthy fishery? What is an environmentally sustainable fishery? And Alaska fisheries are well managed, and they're from other organizations like, you know, like the environmental organizations. If you want to put a point on it, they like will recognize the Alaska fisheries as being well managed, sustainable fisheries that take care of fish and communities. So this is baffling and just crazy to me.
The lawsuit filed by Seattle-based Wildfish Conservancy alleges that the National Marine Fisheries Service doesn't give enough weight to the impact of Alaska's king salmon harvests when it comes to an endangered population of orcas known as southern residents, which live around Puget Sound. The lawsuit leaves the future of the Southeast king salmon troll fishery in the hands of a federal judge in Washington state. Assemblymember Bob Dalrymple says a potential shutdown could have a big impact on Wrangell.
I'm very concerned about this, and I totally believe that it affects the well-being of the community. It has a direct effect, could have a direct effect on us.
Brett Stilwaugh is the Wrangell board member of the Alaska Trollers Association. He testified to the assembly that he thinks the suit could be a slippery slope.
I believe if the trollers are shut down by this lawsuit, it'll pave the way to shut down all commercial and sport salmon fishing in Southeast Alaska. As a basis for this suit is a NOAA National Marine Fisheries flawed biop, an incidental take permit, the same biop used to justify the sport, troll, seine, and gillnet fisheries in Southeast Alaska.
Stilwaugh says he believes the suit is also misdirected. There's some conflict over whether the orca's food source, king salmon, is really the issue at all. Plus, the troll fishery isn't the largest consumer of kings.
Our small boat artisan fishery, 1,000 miles away, is catching an average of 400 Puget Sound kings a year, denying the southern resident killer whales those fish. Meanwhile, the Washington State sport fishery catches 84,000 Puget Sound kings in the Straits of Juan de Fuca every year.
The Statewide Trollers Association is not named in the lawsuit, but is actively fighting it. As a board member, Stilwaugh requested a donation of $7,500 from Wrangell's Assembly to help with the fishing organization's legal costs. Many other Southeast communities, including Port Alexander, Pelican, Sitka, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, have donated or are in the process of approving donations. But Assemblymember Dalrymple said he didn't know how Wrangell's money could help.
You know, this is a lawsuit against National Marine Fisheries Service, so it's already fully funded, if you will, by quite qualified folks to deal with that Department of Justice. So I'm not sure what our funding would go to, or what Alaska Troller Association would use that for. My impression is they're probably getting ready for an appeal, and maybe that's another time to get back a little more specific on funding needs for that.
Some other assembly members expressed support for adding a donation to the trollers group, but ultimately Wrangell's Assembly passed a resolution without a financial contribution to the cause. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.